the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, a 33-year-old youth soccer coach has admitted to several sexual offenses against children that he coached. Ryan Gunsalls of Union Beach pleaded guilty to counts that include endangering the welfare of a child by manufacturing child sexual abuse material and endangering via sexual conduct. Police say before Gunsalls' arrest in May, a child said the coach had been asking for and sharing sexually explicit materials with him using a social media app. Additional victims were ID'd and interviewed, and Gunsalls had faced additional charges. Under his plea deal, prosecutors will recommend a 12-year prison term at sentencing. New laws will hopefully help New Jerseyans mitigate travel headaches during the upcoming holiday season.
The new rules are supposed to help you in the middle of delays, cancellations, and lost luggage. Refunds for canceled or significantly delayed flights are now automatic. Supposedly, you won't have to jump through hoops to get your money back. And if your checked bag arrives more than 12 hours late, you're entitled to a refund for the baggage fee. Some good tips from travel experts: they say use a luggage tracker like an Apple AirTag and book morning and nonstop flights. That'll help minimize the risk of cancellations. I'm Lucinda Kay.
And stepping off the corporate ladder, a rising number of workers are questioning the value of being promotion-driven, according to a survey by Randstad. Rutgers University public policy professor Carl Van Horn says so-called white-collar staff have a newfound focus on life balance.
Once you have a favorable trend, people want to continue that. This started 25 years ago. We called it telework back then.
Van Horn says the pandemic accelerated acceptance of remote work, which has increased in appeal among respondents compared to a corner office. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. And how long will this dry spell go on for? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather with a mostly clear to partly cloudy sky tonight. Low temperatures will be within a few degrees of 40. Pretty nice day shaping up for tomorrow. We'll have sunshine and some clouds. Fairly mild. Highs will be in the upper 50s to near 60. Increasing clouds tomorrow night. Lows in the mid 40s. Then turning out mostly cloudy on Wednesday. High temperatures will be near 60. And we'll finally see some much needed rainfall Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Could be looking at a half inch to maybe close to an inch of rain in some areas into early Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
And we are looking at 51 degrees in Rockaway, 46 degrees in Franklin, 53 degrees Beach Haven. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes under Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.